In Beijing today, police were called in and fights broke out among thousands of people gathered to buy a new Apple iPhone 4S. Frustrated buyers threw eggs at the front of the Apple store in an upscale Beijing shopping district when they were told that, because of crowd concerns, the store would not open. Some of the buyers were teams of migrant workers paid by scalpers who buy limited supplies of iPhones and other Apple products to sell for a big markup in China and elsewhere. Apple stopped all retail sales because of the disturbance. Joining us on the line is Sam Gustin. He's a reporter covering technology issues at Time Magazine. And Sam, what does this event tell you about Apple and about Apple in China?
Well, the first thing it shows is that there's an absolutely immense demand for these products in China. Sales have quadrupled of Apple products over the last year, and these iPhones have just become the hottest status symbol among a growing middle class in China. I mean, that's one thing that's very important to keep in mind. The Chinese economy is growing very, very quickly. That's creating this burgeoning middle class with more disposable income. And it has become de rigueur for the Chinese middle class to have an iPhone. You wouldn't be caught dead without one. So there's just an amazing demand fueled by economic growth and a limited supply.
And so what's the problem with the supply? Let's talk about that first. Well, Apple not able to keep up with this, or what's going on?
Well, the first issue is that these devices, iPhones and iPads, they're only manufactured in one place, which ironically enough is at a plant in China, the Foxconn plant that we've heard a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason why they're only manufactured in one place is because Apple maintains a tight, tight grip over the manufacture of these products. I mean, it's almost like they're designing nuclear weapons when it comes to secrecy and control over the specifications. The specifications are incredibly detailed. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of individual components that go into these products. We know that the late Steve Jobs, Apple's former CEO, had an intense focus on design and manufacturing. So it's literally a function of Apple's culture of control and secrecy that requires that these devices be manufactured in one place where they can monitor them, as opposed to sort of far-flung array of factories around the world.
But I can't help but wonder a couple of things. Well, why not just try to, you know, ramp up production in that one place? Is there also, perhaps, some marketing going on here, that we are very concerned about our manufacturing process, we're a very exclusive product, and not everybody can get them when they want them. And so that obviously, increases demand.
Apple does have a legitimate point about constrained supply. I mean, the factory in Foxconn is working all out. It's a gigantic facility. And this isn't the first time that Apple has dealt with supply constraints. During the release of the iPad and the iPad 2, they literally couldn't produce enough devices to meet demand in the United States. That said, there is no doubt that there is a component of marketing to this, because it's to Apple's benefit to create a sort of frenzy about the release of these products. If you can't get your hands on one, it only makes you want one more.
I also wonder, though, if the product is being made in China, why does Apple debut its products elsewhere? And why don't the Chinese customers say, why can't we get it here first if it's made here?
There definitely is frustration in China. I mean, part of the problem here is that Apple only has 5 stores in China. And given how fast demand is rising in China, it would be in their interest to build some more stores. Now, about a year and a half ago, they said that they were planning to build a couple dozen more stores in China, but those plans have slowed down. Opening up a new string of high-profile retail stores in China is more difficult than opening up stores down the block in the United States. One thing to keep in mind is that on a per-store basis, Apple's 5 stores in China actually have higher sales on a per-store basis than any other store in the world. So that would suggest that they really need to open some more And for a company that has always been acutely sensitive to its brand reputation, I don't think Apple would want to get a reputation of having these launch debacles on a regular basis. I mean, there is a risk, there is a downside risk for Apple.
Let's talk about the migrant workers who go in for about $15, wait in line so they can buy up these phones and resell them. What do they buy the phone for, and do you know, and what are they able to resell them for? How much of a markup are they able to get away with?
Like in the United States, there's two ways you can buy a mobile device or an iPhone. You can get one if you sign up for a 2-year service plan. What we're seeing is that most of the buyers are not interested in the service plan. They just want the devices. And without the service plan, at wholesale prices, these devices cost the equivalent of $1,000 US. And then once the devices hit the black market, they can go from anywhere from 2 times that, 3 times that. I mean, demand is so intense for Apple iPhones and iPads in China that just this past year, there was a report of a 17-year-old high school student who reportedly sold a kidney in order to buy an iPad 2. So
A
this sort of
kidney.
illustrates, yes. So this sort of illustrates the intense demand for these products as a status symbol, as a symbol of tech savvy modernity, that just goes to show why that these products are going for so much more than their retail price or even wholesale price.
Yikes. Sam Gustin covers technology issues at Time Magazine. Sam, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.